They're saying take them with a pinch of salt, and that's because of the multiple problems the whole SATS system has had this year. And it's the SATS results that feed into the tables and on which every school in the country is rated.
I mean, just to recap, what happened with the SATS results?
They got a new firm in, it's an American firm called ETS, and they basically didn't run it, and it all fell apart, and the results were late. These league tables were meant to be out 3 months ago. They're delayed by those problems. The firm was sacked. The government agency that was responsible was disbanded. There were lots of resignations over it, and it was a big mess.
Now, the government insists that the big mess hasn't adversely affected the tables and that they are reliable and rigorously checked. Who's right here?
Well, there's two views here. One is the fact that for the first time, more schools than ever didn't have data or had missing data in this. So there's about 164 schools, according to the QCA, that don't have data in this this that are excluded.
The QCA is the authority that monitors
the government agency, Qualification and Curriculum Authority. So there's about 164 schools with partial results. There's 33 schools which are just marked missing in the tables. That's three times as many as last year. And when we went to congratulate the top school in the whole country, they said they stopped us and said, don't, we shouldn't be there. The results are wrong. We've spent the last year trying to have these results changed, and we shouldn't be top of the table. So it doesn't really kind of do the whole system any favours if the person at the top of the table, the school at the top of the table, is shouldn't be there.
And teachers are threatening to boycott next year's SATs. Is there a future for SATs?
Probably not in this form. And with SATs, there are two things going on here. There's last year, all the problems of last year, and then there's just the ongoing complaints about the SATs system. And that complaint is that they're not very useful tests. They're put to too many different purposes. So the argument is that you test a pupil to tell them how they're doing, and then you use that system, that test to hold the school to account, and then you also use it to hold the government to account. And that puts so much pressure on the schools to do really, really well that it corrupts that child's learning. So that argument has always been the case, regardless of the problems of the last year. And I think the government increasingly does recognise that. They're not at the moment saying they're going to rush into any changes, but the furthest they go is they say the system is not set in stone, and they are trialling alternatives, which are slightly more flexible tests.